Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is the first world leader to be invited to the White House to meet with President Trump. That's the headline. David Dolan will join me in a moment right here on Prophecy Today with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, I was very interested in the fact that Donald Trump has invited already Prime Minister Netanyahu to meet with him in the White House as soon as he takes that leadership role as President of the United States. If I'm correct, I believe he is the first world leader invited to the White House by the new president.
Well, and President-elect Trump knows that the Republican Party is pretty solidly pro-Israel, but that's very, very reassuring to the Israelis indeed, Jimmy, because again, some of his statements, especially the isolationist type statements, and we'll make America first, and we shouldn't be giving money abroad, and this sort of thing, those had them worried. But overall, they see this as a positive thing, Jimmy, and nobody can say that there was warm relations between Obama and Netanyahu for sure. So this is a change, of course, and one that is pretty well welcomed in Israel. Of course, if he actually does move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, there'll be an uproar in the Arab and Muslim world. If that happens, then he really will be seen in Israel as a great champion.
It's been reported here in the United States, David, that a Trump victory means no Palestinian state. What about the reaction from the Palestinians?
They're not very happy. I saw interviews with three or four Palestinian officials reacting to the news, and yeah, they don't like the idea that Jerusalem would be declared the capital. They certainly oppose, as we all know, any Jewish building in Judea and Samaria. So this will be a more conservative, a more right-wing government, and that isn't what they want to see. On the other hand, I think the Sunni Arab world is glad for this victory because, of course, they fear Iran and Iran's nuclear program. And so I think the Saudis, the Gulf countries and the other Sunni Arabs will be welcoming this. The Shiite Muslims, not so much.
David Dolan, my broadcast partner in the Middle East, reporting on this story of the invitation for the Prime Minister of Israel to meet with the new president at the White House. We report this information because it is setting the stage to fulfill Bible prophecy.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
To understand God's plan for the future, keep your focus on the Jewish state of Israel. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ezekiel 34 foretold the Jewish people returning to the land of their forefathers. Ezekiel chapter 35 foretold of the continuing conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians. And in fact, Ezekiel 38 actually pre-wrote history about an alignment of nations that will be formed to try and destroy the Jewish state of Israel. All of these events, written by the ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel, are at the point of being fulfilled, seemingly, in the very near future. In fact, all of these prophecies will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...